Good morning. I am coming on for podcast number 8. So I'm in the car. You may hear some background noise, road noise and stuff. I just figured I would pop on. It's been a little bit since I've come on to record a podcast, and I honestly don't listen back to my podcasts, so I'm not sure what I left off on last time. So I guess I'll just give you kind of like a brief recap of what's been going on with us. Us meaning my husband and son and I. So not much is really new, honestly. The one thing I did want to touch on is we are actually going on vacation this year. I am so excited. My mom's cousin invited us to travel down to Florida with them. So she rented a condo. I'm sorry, I'm distracted because there were a few people walking in the grass in this area, and I'm like, why are they walking? Anyway, so we're going to Florida at the end of July. Like I said, I'm super excited because my cousin invited us to come down there with them. She rented a condo, and we have very few expenses to be able to go down there. Excuse me. So it's actually really generous of her to cover the cost of the condo. I'm sure it's expensive, but it's also really nice to be able to get away, and she provided this opportunity for us to go down there with her and her family. So I'm really excited. We did not go on vacation last year, mainly due to money. You know, you have to have money to be able to go on vacation. And this year, this opportunity presented itself, and we didn't have to have that much money to go. So we decided, my husband and I, that we would go down. So it'll be nice to get away. We do have to be in the car for a pretty long time. I believe it's about 14 hours there and then 14 back. So it's not terrible. excuse me. When we went a few years ago out to Colorado, my grandparents live like down in the southwest corner of Colorado. So we drove there, and we had Waylon, I guess it was when he was about, I don't know, 8 or 9 months old. We went the summer of 2017. So he wasn't walking yet, and the trip was fine. The driving part really stunk. We were in the car, I want to say it was probably like 25 or 26 hours. But it was split up over 2 days, so we left at like 2 or 3 in the morning on one day, and then drove all that day, spent the night in a hotel, and then the next day we drove until like, I don't know, 5 in the afternoon, and we finally got there. So the trip was long, but it was fun. 2 days there and 2 days back is kind of, it kind of cuts into the time you can actually be there. Flying is so expensive going from Peoria or Chicago out there, and then we would have to rent a car and all that. So it's easier driving if we can. So anyway, weren't able to go last year on a vacation at all. And it was a toss up for me whether or not I wanted to go out to Colorado again to visit my grandparents, because they're not in that great of health. But also, if it's just Zach and I going with Waylon, it makes it really hard because when we're out there, my grandparents need help with things. So normally when we go out, my dad and my brother come too, and we're all able to work outside, you know. Since we don't see them but once a year, we have to do work for them. I mean, they're in their 70s. So like 1 year, we dug a drainage ditch for them out front that needed to be replaced. And my dad painted, and he did a bunch of trim work, and we rebuilt some stairs outside, and we just do whatever we can while we're there just to help out. So yeah, it winds up being a working trip, which for me is fine. It's still a vacation because, I mean, waking up to a mountain view is seriously the best thing ever. If you've never gone to Colorado in the southwest corner, like by, they live probably about 90 minutes from the Four Corners. If you've never woken up to a mountain view, you have to sometime in your life view the mountains and the mountain range that you can see from their house. You can actually see like 3 or 4 different mountain ranges, but my favorite mountain range is called Sleeping Ute. It is a mountain that looks like an Indian man laying on his back with his arms crossed, dead. It's kind of morbid, but it's really cool, and it really does look just like him. I don't know if I can post a photo for this podcast episode or not. I'll have to see. But if not, I'll post it on social media so you can see Sleeping Ute. It's really cool. I've actually taken several photos of it myself, and it's awesome. So anyway, the trip's awesome. You need to go visit the mountains if you haven't. I'm sure the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee would suffice, but someday if you have the opportunity to travel out to Colorado, please go and go see the mountains and enjoy the red dirt for me. It's just an amazing place to be where if you haven't been there, you seriously have not experienced the West. It's pretty cool. So we're going on vacation. I'm actually traveling to the gym. I wasn't in a very good headspace this week, and I don't know why, but I forget what I told my friend. I was talking to my friend Kylie at Kylie Loses It, and I remember the day that my plan went to the wayside, and now off the top of my head, I kind of forget what exactly it was that I ate, but a day came, and I got off of the meal plan that I normally follow, and I ate a meal off plan. And seriously, it almost seems like when that happens for me, I end up spiraling out of control. And honestly, I wasn't even being super strict before that happened. People are like, well, it must be that you're eating too strict, otherwise you wouldn't be going off the rails. That's not the case. I think what happens is I just get so sick of caring. I know that sounds bad, but I just get sick of giving a shit. And it's annoying having to constantly think about what you're eating and how many of this and how many of that. It's just exhausting. And so what happens for me is just sometimes I don't give a crap. I really don't. And I just start eating whatever the hell I want. And then once I get on the scale, after a few days of doing that crap, I look down and my scale is like, fuck you. So, like, this morning I weighed in, even though I knew I probably shouldn't because I was going to be up. I haven't been drinking my water consistently. It's hard on the weekends for me anyway. I didn't drink all my water yesterday, but I also ate pizza and a bunch of other stuff. I'm not going over, like, what exactly I ate, which is, I mean, I know why the scale moved that way. It's because of not being active, A, and B, the stuff that I've been shoving my face with. I'm not like mad about it, I guess. I'm just kind of a little bit disappointed because when I look at the scale, I don't want to go back to where I was, and seeing the scale move upwards is just a little bit freaky. And you guys who have lost a significant amount of weight, I'm sure you can relate. It's just like, you want to see the scale going the other way, and when you start seeing it go the wrong way, sometimes it can put you in like a negative headspace and you can get a little bit fucked up in the head. And it sometimes takes a little bit to get out of the funk that you were in. And I don't think the scale was really my enemy this week. I think it was just so much stuff going on. Like, stuff was going on at work. We moved offices. I had to pack up my desk, move to a new desk, unpack my desk. A new girl's getting hired who's sitting right next to me. I think it's just a combination of stress and bills and work and moving and my house being a wreck. It kind of gives me anxiety. Like, you know when you're already anxious and you're kind of in a funk and then you don't like do your normal housework. Like, my living room has toys all over it and my dishes had piled up, and then it was almost just like it was overwhelming because there were so many things to do. that then I was just like, okay, well, I can't pick something to start on, so I guess I'm not going to do any of it type of mentality. So now today I am standing up and I'm saying, no, my house is not going to look like trash. And I cleaned yesterday, but I have to clean again today because I babysat yesterday all day, and the children, my son and the other little dude that I was watching, tore shit up yesterday. They threw shit everywhere and it was just a hot mess. So anyway, yeah, that's on my agenda after the gym. I need to get my laundry caught up and put away and laundry done. Like, I need to do like 6 loads of laundry. And then I also need to tidy up the rest of the space that I can in the time that I have. So I'm looking at the clock and it's 7:40, so it's still early. I am going to the gym and I plan on doing a 100 floor challenge. I'm actually going to see if I can do more than 100 floors. Like, normally I stop at like 100 or 102, but I feel like today I'm going to see how many floors I can do. And I don't know if that'll be like 112 or if that'll be like 150. I don't really have a goal in mind. I just want to see how many I can do. And I don't have a time goal. You know, like, some people are like, oh, I want to do 100 floors in 30 minutes. That's not me. I really don't care. I don't think I can do it in 30 minutes. I've kind of tried pushing my time limit to see how fast I can go. And I normally stay at like a 4 or a 5 speed, like during the stairs. And going that speed, you cannot get done in 30 minutes. So anyway, that's happening. And I feel like I'm rambling. I hate feeling like that. Like, I don't know. There's not really anything else I want to talk about though. I do have a few races coming up. I did run a race in June. So last Saturday? Hold on one second. I'm gonna drink. I'm having my pre-workout while I'm driving, so I need to finish it before I get to the gym, and I haven't even drank half. So I have a race coming up. I ran the Steamboat in June. This was last Saturday. I was all prepared. I was excited. It was a 4-mile, and I was actually a little bit nervous because I rolled my ankle a few weeks ago, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be able to run Steamboat because, like, I rolled my ankle, and I haven't run on it since. I was kind of afraid if I ran on my ankle, I would mess it up before Steamboat. So then I was like, okay, well, I'll just walk, and I took it pretty easy on it. Oh my gosh, I'm going to hit a turkey. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, that was scary. Get out of the road, you turkey. Wow. I almost just hit 2 turkeys in the crossing. Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, at least the first one's kind of running. Okay, where was I? Wow. You know that you live in central Illinois when you're driving to the gym and you almost hit 2 freaking turkeys. This is awesome. I wish I would have been able to grab my phone and take a picture because these turkeys were huge, like freaking massive. Where was I? Oh, the gym. My run, actually. So I ran the Steamboat, 4-miler. I finished in 56 minutes, 34 seconds. And the run was really good. Like, I did really well. I was a little disappointed at my time. I think I wanted it to be lower, like, in my head. But I was actually surprised at the 1st mile I ran in, like, 13 minutes. I'm like, who the hell am I? Normally, my mile time's, like, 14 and a half. But I found this lady pretty close to the beginning, and she and I were keeping pretty steady pace to each other. So I was like, I'm gonna run with her. And she and I got to talking, and we were doing a walk-run combo. I think I ran, like, the first... even know 0.7 miles, so I ran pretty far, mainly because during that whole time we were still like at the beginning where you have to like run up this hill and then run around and down. Well, when we got to like 0.2, it started raining. Like, I'm not talking about, like, sprinkles. I'm saying, like, a freaking downpour. Like, it was just nuts. And thankfully, it wasn't, like, lightning or anything at the beginning. So, we all just kept going. And so when I got to the end, my clothing was drenched. I didn't even have a dry part on my body. My phone was wet. I have a life-proof case, so it was fine. But, like, it was freaking nuts. Like, my shoes were sopping wet. Like, if I picked my shoe up off the ground, water was dripping out of it. That's how wet. I jumped in puddles. I ran through a sprinkler. They anticipated it being really hot that day, which it was kind of supposed to be. But then the rain forecast switched. So, you know, like, it rained instead of being super hot, which was good for us. But they had a sprinkler set up with the water coming out, and I'm like, you know what, screw this. So crazy Vanessa runs through the sprinkler, and everyone behind me is like, woo, go. Like, and like, most other people didn't have the balls to do it, but I'm like, you know what, I'm already wet. And it wasn't like a downpour type sprinkler, it was like a mist type thing. I'm like, this is gonna be fun. And so I did it, and this was on, like, the last mile and a half stretch, probably, so it was good. It was fun. I finished with a decent time. I drank a lot of beer. I hung out with my running group afterwards. It was fun. And I have two runs in July. I signed up for a virtual run online. There was one, it's like a, I forget what they call it, like an American something. You can run it anytime between July 4th and the 31st. And, excuse me. I'm so sorry about all the noise that's going on today. So this run, you run by yourself, and they send you a medal and a t-shirt, which is pretty cool. I think I paid like $30 for it. And the medal is awesome. It's like an eagle. Anyway, then I have another race. It's called, oh my gosh, what is it? I'll have to look it up. I think it's called Run for Hero. Let me see. It's like July. So the first one I can run anytime, and I'll probably run it like, I don't know, July 5th maybe. I think I took that day off work. So as long as the weather's nice, I think I'll run it that day. But this, oh, it's called Run for Honor, I think. And it benefits the non-for-profit Folds of Honor, I think. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. It's something to do with, I think, fallen military. So my run group was doing it. They're putting it on, and we're getting t-shirts and all that stuff. So I like the idea of getting a shirt. And it was $20. And I'm like, you seriously cannot be $20 to run on a Sunday. So it's cool, and I get to run with my friends. So I have those two, and then we go on vacation July, what day is it, 27th, I think, and we're gone until the beginning of August. And then August 3rd, I have my St. Jude run. So I have to sign up for the legs of the run that I want to do, which I still am kind of undecided. I think I'll do like three or four or five miles. And then I can run more in between there, but I definitely have to sign up and run those first miles that I signed for. I'm really excited about St. Jude. I'm super nervous just because you have to keep a steady pace with the rest of the group. So I have to be able to at least hold a 13-minute mile, and there's no walking intervals. So I know I can do it with my teammates because they'll be there to cheer me on. And the more you want to stop, the more you think about the St. Jude kids that you're running for. So I think it'll be fine. I really do. I didn't think I was going to be able to keep that good of a pace with this last 4 mile that I did, but it was like, I know the miles like went longer each mile. Like the first mile I did like 13 minutes and 2 seconds or something. And then the next mile was like 13 minutes and 45 seconds because I was walking. And then the next mile was like 14 minutes and 12 seconds. And then the final mile was like 14:47. But you can tell how throughout that I progressed to walking more. So that contributed to the slower time, which is fine for me because, I mean, running 4 miles straight, I've never done that before, ever. I've done a 4 mile, but, like, running without stopping or walking, I do run-walk intervals most times, so I don't do that. So, anyway, I just pulled into the gym, and I feel like I've probably done enough rambling, but, yeah. So, I think after I do these stairs, I may try to go to the trail and run. I don't know. That could be a really crazy statement. And the sky looks like it could potentially rain. I don't know. I might be, like, tanked after the stairs, though. Seems like the stairs takes a lot out of me. Oh, I didn't finish my pre-workout. Sorry for you people that don't like hearing swallowing. It's probably really gross and annoying. But anyway. Also, I'm pretty sad that I lost my gym headphones. Like, I had these really cute headphones that I bought at Walmart. They are the brand Black Web. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's like a newer brand that Walmart's carrying. And they were like a coral pink color, and they go over your ears, and then they have like the cord that connects them in the back of your head. Like, you can tighten it. They're really good for running, and they stay on your ears really well. But I think I lost them at the gym. So when I go in, I'm going to ask them, like, has anyone turned in a pair of headphones that are like a pinkish, light pinkish coral color? Because I'm pretty sure I lost them here like 2 weeks ago. It's been a while since I've seen them last. I've looked everywhere at home. I've looked in my gym bag. I've looked at work in my work bag, and I cannot find them. So if they say no, they're not here. Like, today I have to use these wired headphones because I don't have any other wireless ones I can find. And the scary thing about these wired headphones is that you can easily, like, catch the cord in, like, the machine. Not really the stair stepper, unless your your earbud falls out of your ear. But, like, you know, if you're doing the elliptical and you're going back and forth, the arms on the elliptical are also moving. And I'm afraid that if that happens, that it's going to catch on my stuff. You know what I mean? I think maybe this sweatshirt, I actually have a little hole in it to put in headphones. I forget. One of my sweatshirts has a little... It does. Okay, well, maybe I'll do that then. And then I'll run my headphones up through my sweatshirt. Okay, anyway, I'm gonna stop recording now so I can thread in these earbuds. Okay, bye guys.